April 17th, 1983, on Sunday.
Let's go to the Gemara by mentioning the Paula Nevi. She's Mazi, or if Elisha Shea is Mazi, so she will be Eris, just like him. You know, how do you know that Elisha is responsible for all Dinim, just like him? Omar Abdullah Marab, the Tony of Mishmoy or Macro, Isho Isho Yasum Kolkato Isho Odom, Ishwa Kosu Isho Isho Holon Shin Shabate. So, in other words, that an Isho has the same din in regard to all Onshin and all Chiyuv, like an Ish, no difference. The Rabbi Zatone, the Ila Mishpot Mashatos in the Mail, Ishwa Kosu Isho Isho Holdin Shabate. So one drosha, from one drosha we deduce the whole onshin shemate. Onshin is nise, malkes. And then, didi means chiyur emomenes. Didi cheski ev rabi sagur tome oma kro vein isi sho nisho. Hishva akosu isho nisho chol nisi shemate. Utsrich. Di ashinon, so we have three different psuki. Utsrich, di ashinon kamayse, the posi kot isho nisho. כי יעשם כל חלפס אודום, חטוס אודום, משווה כוסי תכון של התפירות, הוסמו דחוס רחמון עלו, כי יחד כאן בקפות. So in regard to call, so the purpose of call is to be happy, so the male and she has the same dream as an ish, in order that she should have kapot. Avol din, but as far as chiyuv him in the moment as is concerned, so I could say, ish di ba'masa u'matnei, Ishalo is the derech of a niche to be involved in transactions and business transactions. So a niche is responsible. Vashinkin and Mishonat, I could say that. So that's why the Torah has to tell us, we are responding to Vessel of Nehem, in all the moments, a niche are the same thing as a niche. Vashinun, suppose the Torah had mentioned the Posik, we are Mishpotim, I would know, in the moments, she is Mukhayev, is just like a niche. Kedinim kechel level lichinutse. Aber kapore ish di bar mitzvah, ish edu abbas mitzvah, only abbas mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs that the nisho is pure. So I could say, since there are certain mitzvahs that the nisho is pure, so mainly she does not have the same status as a nish in regard to kapore, in regard to korbonis. Vi ashminan et halate, even in the Torah had mentioned both psukim of Ilam Mishpoti and nisho isho. So, hochem ishim kapore, hochem ishim chiyus, so I would say, only Korban, Migabi Korban, and Isho has the same status as a Mish. Oh, and Migabi in the moment. But Migabi Chiyuve Mise, Abu Niktore, Ish the Bar Mitzvah, and Ishao in Kefer, Migabi Chiyuve of Kefer, Ishaloi, Vili Ashmin on Kefer, and Ishinviki with Nishome, Abu Hane Tarte, the Reki Ibu Nishome, in the way, because the Posse of Hemis Isha Isha deals with the case where Isha is the victim, not where the Isha is the culprit. So I could say, Mishindika in Mishona, Avo, Mohammed Tarte, the Reki, the Mishona, in the way, Tzir, or I'm Rash. Lifneim Kulam Bichol, Kamai Isha Isha, Yatsu, Tzai Biko, Hot, Mikos, Rachman, Alot, Tevki, Ishun, Kapore, Tichetel, Lachi, Yusei, because even Isha will not be held responsible for undertakings and for all the momentes, so then people will not do any business with her because they'll be afraid. I mean, she'll undertake to pay and then she'll say, I'm an Isha, I'm immune, I mean, I don't have to pay. You'll have a problem, have a power to talk, I mean, all the business people will have nothing to do with her. Is the Bar Mitzvah, Mishalim Bar Asher, Kipol Yoshi, Mishalim Bar Mitzvah, Momene Dinu Shei Mishalim. No, that's the diagram. Alright, now. Now the thesis. It's a very important thesis. Ashatosim with layers. Yishra akosif isha lish. Thing. So we learn out from the posik, Veila mishpotim ashatosim with layers. With layers, Yishra akosif isha lish. So that means that the ashatosim with layers deals with the miduni, not the dayoni, but the miduni. Because we say, Yishva akosu kisha lishva chodin in Shabbateo. In other words, if a nisha, let's say, is mazik, if a nisha, let's say, borrows money, if a nisha is in kabela shmire, so then she is just as responsible as if a nish was in kabela shmire. So in other words, we apply the posik ashatosim lifneyem To whom? To the Niduri. To the Baladi, not to the Rayon. That's how it's mashed. Teime, Holifneyem, Lo'ayre, Elo, Bikshayrim, Lodin, the Chendashim, and Chel Basel, Egypten, Lifneyem, the Lifneye, the Eites. So we darshan from that posse that it's also to litigate before the best in Shal of the Eites. Now, so you ask, how is it that we litigate today? So, in certain areas, so there is a loch of Shluchosayim Kandi. So in other words, the Bezdin of the Gates of today were delegated with the authority to be done, there is always to be done certain things. So, but without Shluchosayim Kandi, so there is a Nisa to litigate before a Bezdin Shal Gates. So we see that Lifneim has reference to those who are Koshalot. That means before Hediyat we are not allowed to litigate. So that means that Lifneyem is reference to those who are kosher lodin. And Nisho is not kosher lodin. Nisho is kosher lodin. How do we know that Nisho is kosher lodin? We have a halacha that a kosher that Nisho is kosher lodin. But how do we know that the Nisho is true alone? So Tesis says, Nisho is true alone. It's not the first thing. What's in it? Kwa kosha lodin, kosha lohoi. The Nisho is true alone. Kidamir Bachel will finish with Eidos. Of course, that everybody knows that the Nisho is true alone. But the Mishnah in Nida mentions a simen that whoever is kosha lodin is kosha lohoi. So mainly it's a raya that the Nisho is psulalon, because if a Nisho would be kosheralon, so then it would follow from the Mishnah that she's kosher, she was an Eidus too, and we know that she was an Eidus. So obviously a Nisho is psulalon. The question, alright, that we see we deduce from the Roshna Mishnah, but that is a simen that the Mishnah gives. The question is, and what Zerasakosuk is a base? And what Zerasakosu is in it? Now, as a matter of fact, there is, Tesis doesn't mention here anything, but there is a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that says explicitly that the Nisho is Psulolon. Perigimu in Sanhedrin, Perigizabera, Halocha Tes. So the Yerushalmi says Halacha Tes in the Yerushalmi. So it's mentioned as follows. There is a pasuk Yom Dushnei Anoshim. So that is reference to Eidus, and there it means Anoshim. Yom Anoshim. So Anisho is Psulah Eidus, and then there is a pasuk Vayishoaru Shnei Anoshim Elot Meidot in Baleis. So Vayishoaru Shnei Anoshim. So. Never can Shnei in the Pasuk Yom B'Shnei Anoshim. So Neides, which means Anoshim Lo Yoshim, and Nisho Yitzulo Neides, and it's mentioned the Pasuk by Yishua Lo Shnei Anoshim, Elut Neidot. So Mahal Halon Anoshim Lo Yoshim. Just as in respect to Eides, there is a law that Nisho Yitzulo Neides Afkan in by Yishua Lo Shnei Anoshim also, Anoshim Eloinoshim. Anoshim Eloinoshim. So it's a Kirish Yerushalmi that the Nisho is true Lord, Tidroshim, Exerashomim. So why the Tesis, I mean, discuss that one Tesis says that the Nisho is true Lord, the Tesis here, that Samutam Shite, Nisho is Kshirolom, it's a Kirish Yerushalmi that the Nisho is true Lord. Alright, we'll see that. Alright. But anyway, Tesis doesn't mention that Yerushalmi. Tesis just mentions a raya from the Mishnah. In Nida, since the Mishnah in Nida gives a simen, that kol ha-kosha lodin, kosha lohoi, So it's mucha that the nisho is too alone. But why is she too alone? Where is the pasuk? Taisa doesn't say. Taisa doesn't say. So he said, "Vish absolu hoyik damir terachemu terishvasei liyishayma da'ayim diteli dosim liyishayim." So when ma kol liyisha koshalo hoyik. So that was a piece of shit that's on the top sheet. All the shame you mentioned on the name of the top. On the top sheet is that the Misha is Kshevalon. She's true ladies, but not when she's Kshev. All right, so it's Kashi is from Yosha. But anyway, so what do we do with the Mishle in there? So Shab, there the Mishle neither mentions a Simen. A Simen. Kola Koshalon and Koshaloi. So the Shab in the Mishle is Kolish. The simen is in respect to the man. Any man who is koshalon is also koshaloy. But the nisha, she's not a man. So that simen is limited to a man. It's only as a simen. So kol hakoshalon koshaloy. Kol nisha koshalon koshaloy. But isha is ksheiro lodin, but she's psuloy. That's Taisa Shiti. Umidhsivi he shot first his soil in the table. So Taisa says, even though Amitam Shiti is Ishil Shilon, but we cannot deduce that from the posse by Dveiro, that Dveiro shot first his soil. Because we can say, he will be Ayyad Mishak Shilon, the Shemohir of the Kabinusa, Alayim, Mishim Shilon. Now, so what does it mean being shaped to Shofta Yisrael? Shofta means she litigated. She decided she was Shefetes Yisrael. It doesn't mean she passed the child. Shefetes Yisrael means that she was done dinitor. So isn't it a raya from the posik that the Misha is Kshevalon? So he says there is no raya. Because there it could be Shemohim Mikabli Yisraeliyah Mishim Shechino, because she was such a high matrate. So Jews in general were mikabel. Now, as far as the demoness is concerned, so kabel is effective, machaya. I mean, you can be mikabel even someone who is posulod. You can also be mikabel. You can mikabel anybody. Nemoni molai gimurei boko tenishnis and heaven. Nemoni molai ablova vicho krim aposulod. But if the baledim are mikabel upon them, ablova vicho. So because kol gavur shem imone. Kabbalah is effective. In other words, so Klal Yisrael was regularly mikabel dveiro as a shifetes, as a dayan lodin, because of her madrega, mishum shchin. Oh, but anyway, this shita is that the nisha is kshevalon, but we cannot mention a raya from dveiro because we can refute that raya. Vintema, the Gitti with Arshino with Meir, the Mute Vites, the Hochet Arshino, the Rabbis Isho, the Rabbis Isho. So, he says, in Gitti, we learn out from Lithneim that to be Mimayate Jates, and on the contrary, here we are Marbe Isha. What is it? There we are Mimayit from the Tayyar, and here we are Marbe from the Tayyar. So since we are Marbe Isha, so that means that the Tayyar was not mentioned, was not written in the Torah in order to exclude anybody. On the contrary, to be Marbe. So how is it more in Gittin? Is Mimayit? It is. It's because in that parasha we spot him, so it may be by Elohim several times. What does Elohim mean? It's a son. One who is a son. So the male, the Eivach name that the Lifneim is a ribu. But then you ask, how can we deny the deities? Because since in the parashah the Torah constantly refers to Elohim, to Smuchim, so the Meile we understand that this Lifneim, even though it's primarily a ribu, it's Marbe, but it has reference only to smuchim because the whole context deals with smuchim. You know, by Zohim, and that's explanatory of the first posit of the Eila Mishpat Natas Lefneyeh. So the Meila we are reminded today. Vim Teima Biloy Lefneyeh Teipa Klei Divino Mumchim Elim. So the question is, why do we need a special posit of Lefneyeh to be reminded the details? And we know that even though the Lefneyeh is Marbe, but it's also reminded. But why do we need a meal, especially with a kosher? The Torah says, "Vinigash balabais alei, vinigash." Adelei yobit vashneiem. Several times the Torah mentioned alei. So that means that in Mishpatim the Torah deals only with smuchim, not with the dates. Yeshleim ma'aruf neiem mitzvul chol varisu kviyeh. Achol pishere di diboye mumch. So in other words, so they were mishpoti masha tosim lefnei. Then it says constantly, several times it says. In the Motse Agano, the Nikrava Baisali, in the Shalakhon in the Hasrei, Al Kodva Pesha, Al Sheh, Al Hamir, Al Seh, Al Salma, Al Vira Shehim, Al Kuzia, Adel Hinyo, Al Vashnei, Asher Yashim Elihim, Yishalim, Shnayim Rei. So, the Elihim is mentioned constantly. So that means all litigations discussed in Mishpatim, require smuchim. But then, the Droshe of Beil ha-mishpotim ha-shatos mi-freyem mi-freyem gaiter spells as another halacha. Even something that does not require a gmardi, let's say, if there is a kriye binodom chavere, Ruben claims, let's say, $1,000 from Shimon, so then there is an intor, there is a judgment, there is a mishpe. Masha'im kei, let's say, suppose there is a halacha of bezdin makin is yachetitin afshe, amitzis asem. Is that a mishpe? That's not magi. That's a kiyach kriye. So the Yoreim says that the aloche of makin is yachetitin afshe. So, hoein melu and veninetil and suko in yeshivo, so makin is yachetitin afshe, bezn is kipe. So the Yoreim says, only a bezn smuchi. Only a bezn smuchi has the keyach to be keyach. So this is what thesis means. In other words, the dinim requires smuchim. That is mentioned in the pasuk of Midas Malbayis Elohim. Adelohim Yomid Varshneya. But that every kriya by bezn requires smuchim, that will learn out from the pasuk of Veila Mishpat Mashatas Smuchim. Alright. And then he says, Yechei Mucha, B'tei Kami Tzaneh, Yerani Gorish, Ma'ashav Tosim, Eilu Klei Adayon. And this resorts to many kinds of Kriya. Let's say, the Yerani mentions it in connection with Kriya and Mitzvahs. Alright. But that's not such a double portion. I mean, the Ktsenis and Sivas, the discourses, whether Kriya and Mitzvahs requires that to Smuchim or not, so it's not such a double portion. The Yerani says so. But Tetzves, here mentions the Gemara Sanhedrin, Asher Tosi Meilu Kriya Adayonim. What is Kriya Adayonim? In other words, Makir Lovitzur. Now let's say, suppose, based on passes, the Truvin has to pay a certain sum of money. Suppose he doesn't want to pay. So then, based on his Makir, he said. Or that, but another kind of Kriya moment. Suppose, the Mardin is that he has to pay, but he has no Nechosin, so he has to be given from the Rikuchet. So Bezdin has to have an Adrachte, an attachment to the Nechosin, to be given even from the Rikuchet. That's also a meal of Kriya. So all these things require smuchim. So you ask, how can any kriya be done today? So that's because of shluchos tzaddikim. You know? So again, we have smuchim. In other words, the best smuchim in the deris of shaving delegated the keach kriya in certain areas to the best of the day. But essential kriya requires the best smuchim. So even if certain kriyas are done today, and today with the Adamon smuchim, so that's the basis of shluchosayik argument. So in other words, so the best b'deiris harishayim delegated to the best of today certain areas of kriya. But essentially, kriya is mosul to the best smuchim. Alright, this is what it is. Anyway, teisa shita is that the nisho is kshirah. But this is not so important. Let's see what Teisa says. What Teisa says in Ishwes and in Death. But what do you have there? I'm Ishwes also. All right. Shwe's aid is negative by much more way than us. Confess on the base. The rich leg Shwe's aid is not the law, may the umdu, Shnea Mosh, Imkenish of Tulo, dot Namkin and Vasime, Kalakosha Lodin Koshaloi. Again, Tixi doesn't mention the Yerushalm. But the Chsi, the Ish of Tess, Yisroel, the Kilmema, show you some Lamed, this Lohem Adin. So you cannot mention it. In Amel, if you show you some Vio, you're in the Kabbalah, the Chimi Yerushalm. Oh, so here, Tesis Ishwes does mention the Yerushalmi. The Chimnish Yerushalmi. Me ato, eshe leisha mi doin adon. So Tesis Ishwes does mention the Yerushalmi. Mi uteime vipsipter kamer, vipon kamer, vipishin, vashinem ashatosim yifneyem, vishvachos yifisha leish, vicholani, vishap sulolom, holy mayro yifneyem, holy pishay lom, kidor per kamdarish, yifneyem yifchobim, yifneyem yifneyem yifes, vishweim ala vikho ayere vitavaye, vitayonim. So, Teis Rashite here in Volkami is the Tamitam Shite with the Nisha Yikshirova. But Teis Rashite in Shwezi with the Nisha Yikshirova. And Teis is mentioned in Yerushalmi. But then the Kashi is, here we learn out from Ila Mishpot HaShadosin Yitneyem, Hishwa Kosuk Isha Yish Lucholim Shabateiro, Yerteiro, and we see from the Droshe, in Gittin, with me, Gates, and with me as reference to someone with Koshalon, and we are Malbe Isha, that she shoved me to hold him to Mateo, so that means that the Nisha is Shalom, this is what Tesla says in Bolokam. But Tesla says, the Nisha is Shalom, so Tesla gives there another parent. The Nisha is now the Kroai Rebbe Tabai, the Dayoni would need to me. Umayy did congregates, Mitchell Mayam Koyalim, Dimashma Munchi, the Koyanam Amiduni, the whole Israel, Hanochim, the Nochim, the Halse. In other words, when the Torah says in the introductory passage, in the center of Mishpotim, the parish of Mishpotim, Veilah Mishpotim Ashatosim Yitneim. So what does the Torah mean? These are the Mishpotim that you should set before them. Who is them? Them means before the Nidunim, I mean the litigants, and before the judges, before the Dayanim. So the Lifnem, Ashatosim Lifnem, these are the Mishpotim that you shall place before them. Who is them? Before the judges, before the Dayanim, and before the litigants, before the Nidunim. So Lifnem in Lifnem includes both. So insofar, as the litigants are concerned, the nidunim are concerned, so noshim are included. But insofar as judges are concerned, as dayonim are concerned, so noshim are not included. In other words, the lifneim has reference to, in other words, it is just as if the Torah had said, ואלה המשפוסים השטוסים לפני הדיונים ולפני המידון. So instead of spelling out לפני הדיונים ולפני המידונים, so the Torah expressed it in one word, לפניהם. But לפניהם is in lieu of לפני הדיונים ולפני המידונים. So insofar as the לפני המידונים component of לפניהם is concerned, so במילא we are מרבה אנושי. Insofar as the לפני הדיונים component is concerned, so we are so noshim are not included, and the manoshim who are radiates are not included either. This is teisa shite. This is teisa shite issues. Now let's see teisa shite in there. כושל עודן, כושל הוי, תקנו מנגל. ואם תן אבל אישו בקשיר עודן, כדכסיד בדברו, וישפת את ישראל וישאי, ובישיר את פרקמה ללוקמה, תרשינה שתוס לפני מישו הכוסף אישו לאישו חולון ששתירו, וכהיך את היי קרו מיירה במיקנוני, מיירה מהמדיונים, כדרשין את מנגל, יש לפני מפני תחומים, וישו פסול אל הוי, כדום את פרקמה של ישאי, וישלימה, דהורך הקומה, כל מישו הכושל עודן, כושל הוי. So that's like Teise Shite in Morakam. Then Teise is another thing. Iname, Nei did me do in Havi Isha Bichlau, Mikol Mokei, Vidayoni Mei Isha Bichlau. So that's the second Teretz in Ide is in accordance with Teise's Teretz in Shvut. Ud Veiro, he says, Dona Opi Adivo. Iname, in other words, you see, that's different from what Teise says. From what Teisa says in Shmuel and what Teisa says in Molokame. Teisa's Molokame in Shmuel saying that we cannot mention a riot. We cannot mention a riot from Dveiro, the Mishael Sir or Lodi, because maybe Klaus Israel is the Kabbalah and Mishael Shema. So Teisa doesn't mean there was a special Al-Piyadibo, a special Al-Piyadibo that Dveiro should be done, Klaus Israel. No, Teisa doesn't say there was a special Al-Piyadibo, but Teisa says, Klal Yisroel themselves are Mekabel. Bidom Hashem in Momenim, so we can be Mekabel, Nemonim Alay Gimu Reye Boko, Nemon Alay Adam Avicho. Why was the Klal Yisroel Mekabel Velo? Because she was in Ivir. So that's the reason as to why they are Mekabel. But the reason as to why she was able to be done, because the Mekabel can Mekabel anybody, any person. But Tetzis in Ivir, he says no. Not that Klal Yisroel was Mekabel her. Al Pi Adibu, so in other words, there is a Novi has the Keach to be Eikia Dova Mifisho. So Al Pi Adibu, so there was an Akira Mifisho that Dveiro was able to be done. Alright. Iname lo Yisodono, Elenu Amedes Levadim, Uvrishaume, Pedisel Isho Lodi, is the Alpe Mondushne Anoshi, and Yom Dushni Anoshim, and by Yishoah Ushnei Hanoshim, Vizi Yalpe, Yom Dushni Anoshim, and Vizi Yalpe, by Yishoah Ushnei Anoshim, Nemach. So he does mention Yom Shalom. So the question is, so we see the faces did know Yom Shalom. So how is the faces in Yerukame makes itself oblivious of the Yom Shalom? And we see the faces do the Yom Shalom. So why does faces in Yerukame make itself oblivious? I mean, how can you say contrary to the Yosham? Unless you'll say the thesis in Rokhane holds that the Babli is Chilkan Yosham. Meicha Teise, I mean, should we say that the Babli is Chilik and Yosham? Why? Because of the Moshna Mishne in Mide. Because Kol HaKosho Lodin Kosho Lohoi. So that's a Mishne. How can the Yosham say contrary to the Mishne? So there is no Raya for the Mishne. So Meicha Teise, that there is a Machlik between the Babli and Yosham. But I feel the plain galaxy that This Toshin Yoshaomer is from the Posit of Vayishoa Roshne Anoshim Demachle. Vayishoa Roshne Anoshim Demachle, Elbut Meir. Who were they? They were on the Sanhedrin, the nation. So, in other words, Tesis, of course, it goes without saying that the Nisho is Psulo to be damned in the first. There is no doubt that the Nisho is Psulo to be damned in the first. In the first. So, why not if the Nisho is Kshay alone? She can be damned in the Mondays. Why shouldn't she be Kshay to be damned in the first? The answer is because there is a possibility of Shalom. Nema Khan, Vyom Vishni Anoshi, Vinema Khan, Vayishoa Vishni Anoshi, Vimachle, Ma Hoso, Ma Lahalo, Anoshi, Vinoshi, Mafkan, Anoshi, Vinoshi. But that posse, Tetsis, Mulkan, holds, has reference to all very built in the Sanhedrin, out of the Mavor, they were of the Sanhedrin. So, what do Sanhedrin do? They abandon the Foshes, Sanhedrin. So, in the Mavor, did the Foshes, Noshi, Ma Sobel, Possible. There's no doubt that the Nefoshes and Nisho is so long. But the question is, does that Rosh imply that the Nisho is so long even in the moment? So that's the machlokes between Tetzes in the Mokane and Tetzes in Shuas. And Tetzes in Nisho has no Nishayas. It's no Nishayas. But one thing is clear, that the Nefoshes and Nisho is certainly Sulawat. Now we see that there is a difference between the Nefoshes and the Nomines in regard to someone else, not the Nisho. Here, in regard to Nisho, so Tetzes will be made there that the Nefoshes and Nisho is Sulawat. But there is Aloche. The more ambition that I'm going today is said as well. Ushpezimche de Rabade Barabe, the Shochon, the neighbor of Rabade Barabe, the Yurabe, he was a girl, he got said. The Habe command say, you be Rabbide. And they had a conflict. He, this girl, and Rabbide had a conflict. Maroma and Rabbide Schoros and the Mother. So one said, Rabbide said, that he will be the Paras Hatzibur in the city, and the Gea said, Umarom Anua Abidu Eschoro Selema. Also, the Kamidra, he said, Omer Hufiyon, Seitosim Olecho Melech, Mikero Bachicho Tosim Olecho, Kol Nisim Eishat Amesim Leviya, Mikero Bachicho. So then, and this Gea was Imen Yisrael, but he was a Gea because the father was not in Yisrael. So he was Imen Yisrael. So then, Omalei Imen Yisrael, Omalei Rabade Barabe, Vafiru Imen Yisrael. So Rabade Barabe said to him, do you mean that Rabbi Yisrael said that the Gea cannot be the Parashat Tzibur? Why? Because Mikero Bachicho Tosim Lecho Melech Kol Nisim Eshatoneis not only Malchus but every Schor. So we hear all Mikero Bachicho. So Rabbi Barabe said to him, but you mean in Israel he's still possible for Schores? Omalei, even in Israel Mikero Bachicho Tenebe. No, it's only a Gea who is not even in Israel. But if he is in Israel, then he is Mikero Bachicho. Hilka, Rabbi Begabre Rabbehu La'ayim b'milu d'ishmayim Umar la'ayim b'milu d'mor. So that means that this Gea, since he was even in Israel, so he was kosher as a palace, but he was not competent to be the palace in the Mishmaya, because he was not such a governor rabbi. Mashe'im came, he was coming. So in other words, so the reason is why this particular guy was wrong to be a palace at Tzibur, because he's in Israel. But a guy whose name is not in Israel, he cannot have a schor, cannot be a palace at Tzibur. Alright, this is the Gemara. Now, then we find the Gemara in the Gomez.
Right here, let me.
Yes, I have you now. The Gemara in Gomez that conveys a medal. Mamish, the first line conveys a medal. Omar Rabbi. Gea dones chadele dvateo. That the Gea didn't go is possible only. Why? Because we can't have a chichot osu miyachamelech. So he's possible for all sores. And to be done, to be dying, that's his sore. So still, but another Gea, he can be done. Gea dones chadele dvateo. Shenema seint osu miyachamelech. Asher yivcha Hashem olekecho boi mikerev ochicho tosim olecho melech. Olecho hu dibino mikerev ochicho. Avol gea don eschavei legea. Vimoy oim mi Yisroel, don afilu Yisroel. And if it's in mi Yisroel, then it can be done in Yisroel also. But if it's not in mi Yisroel, so then it cannot be done in Yisroel. But it can be done chavei legea. So Rashi says, so there is a machleket between Rashi and Jesus. Rashi says, Gerald Domes Chaveire didn't be fascist. Didn't moment is after the whole Israel. The plan, Hakel Kshir, not in the moment is. The Amrinon, Hakel, Lassuy Mai, Lassuy Gerald. Lassuy Gerald. Because there is a Mishne in Sanhedrin. The Mishne says in Sanhedrin, Hakel Kshir, not in the moment is. Vein Hakel Kshir, not in the fascist. So the Gemara says, Hakel Lassuy Mai. So the Gemara says, Hakel Lassuy Gerald. So that seems to be a Gemara Meforeshes, that the Gea is kosher lo din nominis, even shall Yisroel, not shall Gea. Alright, so that seems to be a riot to Rashi Shikin. So in Mele, Rashi explains, when the Gehobe says, Gea donis chaveir el dvate, another Gea, but it cannot be done in Yisroel, that is referenced in the Foshes. So, but in the moment, so a Gea can be done even Yisroel. Now, why would Gea to be done the Mephoshes Yisroel not? Gea to be done the Mephoshes Yisroel not. So why not? Because of Sinto Sinu Lechamelech, Hashem Yifchad Hashem Lekeh Obey, Mikelech Obechich Hashem Lekeh. So we see that the reason is why Gea is possible to be done the Mephoshes is because of the Posseh of Schore, of Mikelech Obechich Hashem Lechamelech. And this posik, apparently, according to Rashi, this posik of Mikhele Bachicho Tosimu Lecho Melech, that Igea is posik for Schore, so it is referenced only to the Schore of Nefoshes, not to the Schore of Dinamos. Now the question is, why is it? Does the posik spell out Nefoshes? The posik says, Mikhele Bachicho Tosimu Lecho Melech. In other words, the Tzchore, he has to be Mikhele Bachir. He doesn't say Nefoshes, he doesn't say Momenes, Tzchore. And is Momenes not Tzchore? Momenes is also Tzchore. So, Bishleime, in the case where, let's say, someone is done the Momenes, and the Baladin, more Mikabil, they agreed to submit to the jurisdiction of a certain person as a Dayan, so then it's not Tzchore, because Tzchore means if it's al dekvir. But if it's not al dekvir, if it's midas hamiduni, if it's midas hamiduni, then it's not Tzchore. Tzchore, by definition, means that there is coercion, that there is greed. But in the moment is, if, let's say, the Nidunim Amikabel is a certain diet, that he should be done there, the way it in Torah takes place today. I mean, we don't have any bezel that has a kiyach here today, so whenever it in Torah takes place, it means that the Nidunim Amikabel, certain diet. Then it's not Sroh. Sroh, by definition, is only when it's done out the kriya, if it involves coercion. But if it's out the Kabbalah, so then it's not so. But according to Rashi, when Rashi says, Ge'al Dones Chaveri bin Nifoshes, deal with the Momenes, Afil Lechol Yisrael, Hakot Shil of the Momenes, so it means that the Momenes, Ge'al can be done in Yisrael, even out the kriya. So out the kriya, so why should we say that the Posit of Mikere Vachicho, Tosim Olecho Melech, has reference only to Nifoshes? So apparently Rashi Shita is, of course, there is, even when someone is done the Nimonides, Audi Kriye, so it's also a meaning of Schore. But any day, the Schore that is involved in being done the Nimonides, even if it's Audi Kriye, or the Schore that is involved in being done the Nifoshes. Because in the Nimonides, so it is something that a person can be Mikabit. So the male, Mashenkin in the Foshes, suppose somebody was in there, an Avera, from which is high missing, and he'll tell the Gea, I am Mikabel, he will tell the Gea, I mean, who is in the Sanhedrin, and so Chogim, he says, I am Mikabel. It's not Chayat to say Kabbalah, because a person is not a binding over his life. A person is a binding over his moment. He's Chayat to say Kabbalah, because moment is Nitnu in Chile. So the Nitnu can be Mikabel. Nemoni Malai, Avavavicho. Mashinke didn't the fortress or even Malkus. He's no Bailey. And his goof and his life for him and Malkus. So Mele, that to be done in the fortress involves a greater degree of sore than being done in the moments. It's true. In the moment is if the Nidunim Amikabel is certain dying, then it doesn't involve any sore. Because they are binding over their momain and they are mischayim. So it doesn't involve any degree of sorrow. But suppose a dayan is damned in the momenes, al dekri, he imposes upon them, he forces them to submit to his jurisdiction, then it does involve a certain degree of sorrow. But in a dayan, the sorrow that is involved in being damned in the momenes, al dekri, to the sorrow that is involved in being done in the fascist. Because in the moment is, it is something that can be voluntarily be submitted, be agreed to. Machine in the fascist, it cannot even be Mikabel. No one can be Mikabel, can submit to the fascist. Because no one is a binding over his good. So the male, the schore that is involved in being done in the fascist is a higher degree of schore. Is a higher degree of sore than the sore that is involved in the moments. Because in the moments, it can be nimcha. So the melee, even when it's not nimcha, when they are not, the midunim are not mikabe, so it's a relatively, it involves a relatively lesser degree of sore. But shaking the forces, it cannot be nimcha. No one is a binding over his goof over his life. So the melee, it involves a higher degree of sore. So according to Rashi, the pasuk of Sein Tosim Ulecho Melech, Hashem Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Mikerev Vachicho Tosim Ulecho Melech, that implies that a Gea is possible for Sora, for Yisroel, so it is referenced only to the higher degree of Sora. That kind of Sora that couldn't even be Mikabit, like the Poshis. That's Rashi. So even the story of the Nifoshes, so it's only our Yisroel is possible to have story. But our Geach HaBeire, he can have story. Teisus Israel, and Teisus says, Teisus she believes that this aloche of Geach Dones HaBeire Gvarteiro, that Geach Dones HaBeire Gvarteiro, so that is reference to the Momenes time. Geach So there it has reference to the nominate character, not even in the poshes. Because in the poshes, so even Chaveirai, he cannot be done. Even Chaveirai can be done. Why can't he be done? Even Chaveirai? Because of Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah that I'm advising in Sanhedrin says, Hakot Shevel Odin Din Momenes, Vein Hakot Shevel Odin Din Nefoshes. Elo Kehanim Levin Be Yisraelim Hamashim Likun. That means Igyana. Igyana. So, then the Gemara says, the Gemara that I'm advising says, the Gemara that I'm advising says, Hakot Shevel Odin Din Momenes, so, Hato Asu Yomai, Omer Abhidu Asu Yomamza. That the mamzer is kosher lodin to the nominus. But the yom echod is in the color all within the poshes all within the nominus, the yeish, all lodin to the nominus, the all lodin within the poshes, within the poshes, and Rabinum bol asu yamai, vom Rabin asu yamamza. Chod asu yegea, the chod asu yamamza. So the Gemara says that the mamzer is kosher lodin to the nominus, and the yegea is kosher lodin to the nominus. That's like Rashi. Then the Mishnah says, "In Hakel Sheri, Modin Din Poshes, My Taimer Dikomer Abeise, Kishem Shebez Minukin Tzedek, Ka Minukin Kolmu, Omer Amen Bar Omer Kho, My Kho, Kula Kho Pakayot." that the Ge'ah is possible in the Pasha. So we learn out from the passage of the Nosu Yitoch, Yitoch, Yidemi Moch Lehebe, that the Ge'ah is possible in the Pasha. So the Ge'ah is possible in the Pasha. So the Meditation says, since there is a passage of the Nosu Yitoch, Yitoch, Yidemi Moch, so a Ge'ah is possible in the Pasha, so you need to be bound in the Pasha of Ge'ah Havere is possible. And when the Gemara says in Ivonas that the father Ger Dones Havere Batei in the moments, but then the question arises: so Havere Batei, so the moments it can be done Havere Ger, but it's all not. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Hakel Chil wasn't the Momenes, and the Gemara says, what do you mean Hakel? Last week Ger, so Ger is Koshal wasn't the Momenes, so Teisves. Teach the Shittin, Satan, Gomez, and the Sanhedrin is that when the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, Hakel Shil Lodin the Gomez, and Hakel Asuri Gea, it has reference to a Gea, that is Imam Yisrael. But if Imam is not in Israel, then, because if Imam is Israel, so then he is the Kerem Achichot. But if Imam is not in Israel, so then he cannot be damned in the moments. He cannot be damned in the moments of Israel. But of Ge'ah Havirei, he can be damned. Mashiach can be poshes, so there is a special sakosu of Itcho B'dein Loch, that a Ge'ah is possible in the poshes. So we have, I mentioned this, in other words, we see that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Basis. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Basis as to whether a Ge'ah that is possible for Schore, and that is learned out from the passage of Mikhail Bachich of Tosin Lechon Melech. So according to Rashi, it only has reference to the Nifoshes, to the Schore of the Nifoshes. That kind of Schore that cannot even be Nimch. Mashiach came, the Nimonides doesn't come within the passage of Mikhail Bachich of Tosin Lechon Melech. Only Nifoshes comes within the passage. And according to Teitzves, so the posik of Mikere Bochich Otosin Ulecham Melech, the posik of Mikere Bochich Otosin Ulecham Melech applies even to the Nemoches. So we have another case. Now, we saw that there is a Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah is Psu Elodim. Why is the Mishnah Psu Elodim? Because of the special drosha of Vayom Dushni Anoshim and Vayishah Ushni Anoshim Dimach. Ma Hoso Anoshim Dulinoshim, Abkan Anoshim Dulinoshim. The Rambam says in Yilchas Melachim, the Rambam says in the Aleph Melachas Melachim, Halacha Dalet, so he says, a mamidin melach mikal deirim, apil acha kama deiris, ache tiye ime mi Yisrael, shenema lo yisuch halos yisolecho yishnochi, asher lo yachicho, ולא ממלכוס בלבד אל חוסכורי שבי ישראל ויסה עצוב בו ויסה חמישי ויסה עשור אף לזמון על המסמיים שחל יקמנו יסודי ועם צורך רימה דיו נוינוסי של יהי אלו מי ישראל. So the Shittes Rambam means that the Ge'ah cannot be dying. Why? Because of the general Zeres HaKosu of Mikero Bachich Otos Molech HaMelech ויסוך הלוסי סולכו איש בוחי השלוים הוכיחו ואם צורך רימה, שנאמר מקרב הוכיחו, תוסים הולך ומלך, קורסים שאתם מייסים יגיע המקרבכם. That's פרק הלב הלוכה דל. Then in פרק הלב הלוכה, היי, דרמה מי שפרד הלב הלוכה. אם מעמידים איש אבי מלכוס, שנאמר הולכו, מלך ולוי מלכו, וכן קורסים של ישראל, אין נמנים בהם על איש. אין נמנים בהם על איש. So in other words, that's a drosha in Sefri, that same tosim olecho melech, melech veloi malko. So in other words, we're not allowed to appoint a woman as the melech, as the malko. But the Sefri doesn't say Kol Israel, then the Sifri doesn't say. This is the Rambam sheet. The Sifri only says in regard to Melech. So it doesn't say Melech, Melech will Malko. But it doesn't say that Kol Misimis. Where did the Rambam get that this aloche, that just as we cannot appoint an Isha as a Malko, so we cannot appoint an Isha for all Sroh Shebeilom? Because by way of an analogy, with get, because we have Mikhail Bachir Dasim Lech Melech. So even though it says Mikhail Bachir Dasim Lech Melech, so it says Melech not. Still, we learn how Adas Chores also Kol Nisim Eishatam Eishim 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 Amam Samayim, in other words, to be appointed as a policeman over the supply of water. So let's say, so he has to use force. I mean, what does Sforah mean? Sforah means if he has force, if he uses force. Just commit a big title, so that is not Sforah. Sforah means if it involves force. So let's say, Mimun Alam Samayim. Sforah means Mimun Alam Samayim. In other words, there is the establishing a certain quantity for each person that he can have of the water. So in other words, on certain hours in the day, so let's say women and children can draw water from the well. Certain hours in the day, Levi and Yehuda can draw water from the well. So we have to appoint a shinte, a policeman, to watch to see that not one person will come and draw out all the water. So that's a shaker. In other words, so that involves force. It involves coercion, force. In other words, because if somebody will try to draw more water than he's supposed to, so the shaker will hit him. So in other words, so that's all. Schor by definition is only that which involves clear. If it doesn't involve force, then it's not schor. Just because he gets a lot of comment, that's not schor. So only something that involves clear. So that is for it. So the Gemara says in respect to Gea that even in Yimun Alam Samayim, so Gea is possible. So even though the Pasuk says Mikhail Vachich Otosh Ruach HaMelech, we are Mar Be'ol Misimes. So in regard to the Droshe of Melech, Sintas Ruach HaMelech, Melech Ruach Malko, the Shittes HaRambam is that all scholars and Isha is Psoor. But obviously takes this from the time is Chirik and the Shittes HaRambam, because the Rambam, when he mentions in connection with Ger, so he says the Lord of Malchus Gubat El Luchol Schor Hashem in Yisrael Lo Yisar Tzobo Lo Yisar Hamishim Yisar Asoro Apu Mun Alam Samayim Shechal Yit Menu Yisodeis Vein Tzorich Lema Dayan in Osi Shoyim in Yisrael. So Dayan is more of his chore than Kolisimus. He says, "Vein tzolch leina dayan inos." So it seems Rabbi Tam says that Elisha is kshero to be a dayan. Elisha is kshero to be a dayan, and from Rabbi Tam it's mashma, from Tesis in Volkami it's mashma that not only to be a dayan der chakoy balme, but even bekriyes dayan. But Teitzve says we cannot deduce a raya from Dvoiro, Vishayfto as Yisrael, because maybe they had called Yisrael as Mikabuha. So that means, so we cannot mention a raya. So in other words, so it's no raya. But according to Teitzve Shite, even without called Yisrael being Mikabu Dvoiro, so she could be a Dayan, a Shifetes as Yisrael. And there she was Shifetes, Dvoiro was Shifetes Yisrael, Mikvies, not only Bakol Baalme. So the question is, if Tesis had agreed with Shittes HaRambam that the Droshe in the Sefri of Saint Tosim Olach HaMelech, Melech Uloi Malko, so implies not only Gabi Malchus, Melech Uloi Malko, but L'chol Tzchove Shebeirom, just as Gabi Geir, so we are Malbe, so we are Mimayit, a Geir from all Tzchove, so then how could Tesis say that Elisha is Kshev Elohim, and because of that, Dveiro was able to be done, Klal Yisrael, with the Rechvies, even without Kavore. So we see, so it's a Raya Brura, the Tesis is Chirikan, and Rambam. And where is the Rambam sheet? We have two drushes. One drusha is the Kamigya. Sintos Melech HaMelech. So there, Mikarev Achicho. So there we have Aloha not only in Gabi Malchus, but any Israel, Kovisins. Then we have another Aloha, Sintos Melech HaMelech, Melech HaMelech. So the Rambam equates just as the Gabi Gea. So we say that the Aloha, that the Gea is possible, Mikarev Achicho. So it applies not only to Melech, but it applies to all Sforez. So the aloche of Melech Malko applies not only to Malchus, but it applies to all Sforez. But Tesis is definitely Chayim. Tesis in Mokame says that the Misha is Kshayolot Bidarach Kvies. But the question is, how is she Kshayolot? But she's Shulo for all Sforez Shabeiro. So obviously Tesis distinguishes between the droshe of Mikarev Achicho and the droshe of Melech LeMalko. Insofar as the droshe of Mikarev Achicho, it applies not only to Malchus, but to any Yisrael. But in regard to the droshe of Melech LeMalko, it applies only to Malchus, not to other scholars. What? Now let's see the Gemara in Mishnah. Say to Simulach Melech, as you have Hashem with Yahoo boy. Mikere Bachecho to Simulach Melech. Luisuch Halos is Olecho Ishnochi, as a Ruach Hichol. So, the Gemore in Dushin says, also it comes Rav Yisef, Rav Bibe and Degea, Omer Utinyon, say to Simulach Melech, Mikere Bachecho. Kol Nisim is at the Mason, the year of Mikere Bachecho. So Rashi says, כל מסימץ מריבויה דמשמויס דקרו דמסימץ דקרו כיאל משום תוסים מקרב אחיכו תוסים כל מסימץ ואפילו סלב לתן. So it is interesting, you see how Rashi is תוסים. Rashi says כל מסימץ. So but Rashi שיטה is that גר דורס חבר וגר, but not Chavir in Israel, but only Chavir in Gea, that's only the government purchase. But the government nominee, so in Gea can be done even Chavir in Israel. So that, in other words, that the posik of Kol Misimeis is now the Misimeis of that involves, that always involves Kriya, that couldn't be without Kriya, like the purchase. Mashiach the nominee is something that could be done without Kriya. So the Mele, even when it involves Kriya, it doesn't involve such a high degree of Schore, because it is something that could be Nimcha. So Rashi says, Mirbuya Dimashmoy is the Kroko Yahweh, Mishim Tosim Mikere Pachicho, Tosim Kol Mesimeis, Afilu Sanedrei Tano. So, first of all, Rashi Shiti is Afilu Sanedrei Tano, not Beznish Ashleish, because for the Schore of the Nemomeres, that is not the kind of Schore that the Gear is possible, but only the Schor of Nefoshes. But then Rashi says, how do we know, how does the Gemara know that we are now becoming Simish of Eirom? Because there is a ribu, there is a superfluity in the Pasik. The Pasik says, Seyitosim Olecho Melech, Asher Yifcha Vishem Olekech Obboi. Mikerev Achecho. Why does the Torah have to say Tosim Olecho Melech? The Torah already said at the beginning of the Pasuk, saying Tosim Olecho Melech. Asher Yifcha Hashem Elokecho Boy, Mikerev Achecho. That's all. Again, Asher Tosim Olecho Melech. So that's Merube. That's a purpose. So we learn out from that the Torah says, Because if the Torah had written only Saint Tosim Olechon Melech Hashemit Hashem Olechon Boi Mikerev Achecho, so then I would know that the Melech cannot be Nismane. As a Ger cannot be Nismane as a Melech. But Adam is Simes. Adam is Simes, yes. Dayan, Yosef, any Nismes. Only Melech now. Since the Torah says Saint Tosim Olechon Melech Hashemit Hashem Olechon Boi, and again repeats again, the second time. So the ribuy dikhov, we deduce the halacha. Kol misimeis we hear on keren lachicha. So we have that ribuy in regard to keren lachicha, in regard to ger, in regard to isha. We don't have that ribuy. So that's the reason as to why teisves is chilkan ramon. I mean, so this halacha that the isha is possible for skore is not such a double portion. It's only the Rambam shita. Teisa Shita is not like that. Not only Teisa Shita in Volokame is not like that. Even Teisa Shita in Shvuas is not like that. It's not like the Rambam. Because Teisa's Shita in Shvuas is that the Misha is Tzumalon. Why? Because of the Drosh in Yerushalayim. So what does Teisa's in Volokame do in the Drosh in Yerushalayim? So Teisa's in Volokame applies the Drosh in Yerushalayim to the Nefoshes Davke. And there everybody admits that the Nisho is Tzurlo in the Foshet, because of the Droshe, by Yishoa Roshnei Anoshim B'mach, the Gzera Shome, from Beyond Roshnei Anoshim. But, so the reason is why Tesis in Shmues is really can Tesis in Molokame, and Tesis says that the Nisho is Tzurlo, even the Nomenes, because of the special Droshe of so whereas Teisus in Volokame applies it only to the Nefoshes, so Teisus in Shvuas applies it to all the Nefoshes and the Nemoneles, but not on the basis of Melech Lemalko, not on the basis of Melech Lemalko. So that means the Teisus Shite is contrary to the Shite Zorba. I mean, this aloha that the Nisha is Psuo, the whole Shora Shemeilom, that's the Rambam Shita. But the other Rishayim, you'll see, Achille Kandachit. And in regard to Lodin, so most Rishayim agree with Teisve, Shite, and Shvues, that the Nisha is Psuo, because of the special Droshe, but not because of the Droshe, not because of the Droshe of Melech Lemalko, because the Droshe of Melech Lemalko applies only to Malkos. Not other scholars. So why do we say the Rambam says it applies to other scholars also? Why? By way of an analogy with Ger. But the other Rishayim, Teisves holds that the reason as to why we are marbe other scholars and we exclude a Ger from other scholars is because in regard to Ger there is a ribu. Because the Torah mentions twice Tosim Olechot. So that's a ribu, but regarding Yisho there is no ribu. So in Mele, the halacha is only regarding Malchus that the Yisho is psulo, but others for us not. But regarding Dayones, so that's a machlokes between Teisves in Volokame and Teisves in Shvuas, and the common Teis in Shvuas. So there is a special Zeras Hakosu of Yisho Shnei Anoshim B'Machne, and according to Teisves in Volokame, so that posik, that Rosh in Yerushalayim applies only to the Nefoshes, it doesn't apply to the Nemoneles. Now, in respect to Ger, so it's a dim poshut that the Ger is possible. Ger is possible. According to Rashi, so it's only the Nefoshes, not the Nemoneles. And according to Teisves and most Rishonim, the Ger is possible even the Nemoneles, except Chaver Ger. Except Chaburigia, so the question is, we had Galen, who are Nisim of Sanhedrin, Shmai Bavtali, they were Galen, and they were the Nisim, the Nisim and the Abbezdin of the Bez Nagodo. So how could they have been in the Bez Nagodo? How could Shmai Bavtali have been Nisim and Abbezdin? So that Kashi is raised by the Knesset Sagdeiro, and the Knesset Sagdeiro mentions in the name of the Rav Amiri, and it's mentioned in the Rav Amiri in Sanhedrin. So the Rav Amiri says that in view of the fact that that Shmaybach Talia was there at all, and there was no one who was as great as they among the non-gaming, so the melee was not possible for some. In other words, so what's the aloche? The aloche is, mikana vachich atosim olachon melech. Mikana vachich atosim olachon melech. So it is implies, in other words, that if a Israel who is not a ger is wrong, is just as wrong to be for the Sore, so then a ger is possible. But if the Israel is not as competent as the ger, then there is no miser. Because essentially, the aloche of Mikerev Achich Atosim Olach HaMelech is not a psul, it's a nisa. Mikerev Achich Atosim Olach HaMelech, it's a nisa to be nimane. Someone who is not Mikerev Achich or is a gear for Israel, it's a nisa. Of course, if it's also a son, maybe it's possible also. It's a wicked thing. But essentially, it's a nisa. It's not like, let's say, the droshe in the Yerushalmi by Yeshua or Shnei Anoshim Namachne. So, Ma Hosom Anoshim Yelenoshim Atkan Anoshim Yelenoshim. So let's say, according to one Moshim Teises, it implies that the Nisho is Psul Olodin, Olodin, even in the Momenes, and according to another Moshim Teises, in Ide, so only in the Foshes. So there, the Zakosuk essentially implies that she's Psul Olodin, not the Nisha. See, it's all alone. Masha'im ke'im kerev achich atosim olach ha'malach. And the same thing is true of melach le'malko. So it's not a psul. It's an isa. It's an isa. We're not allowed to be memane an isha as a melach. We're not allowed to be memane a ger as a dayan as a nosi, a phosphor. It's an isa. Mimayla, if it's a sales, of course, if it's done, so the thing is possible, because the diodes is illegal. So, but essentially it's an Isa. So the Isa only applies to a case where there is Israel who is just as competent. But suppose the Israel are not as competent as the Geer, like Shmai Vachtalien, so Shmai Vachtalien were the Bir Ador, and no one in their generation was as competent as Shmaya Vartalien, so then there is no Isa. If there is no Isa, so it's not possible either. It's not possible either. Now, let's say we got the Anisha. According to most Rishon, Anisha is Psul Olodin, even in the moments. And, but the whole Apocha is in the Poshes, so then all the Rishon agree, there is a Drosha. Suppose no Ish is as competent as an Ish. Let's say, I mean, that's possible, it's conceivable. Let's say, Bruya Ish is Rameya. Bruya Ish is Rameya is mentioned in the Tisekte, in Tares, is mentioned she was Chereches Utanoi. So she was a Tana herself. So suppose she is more competent to be a Dayan than any other man. She's the God Lagom. So then, will it mean that she's Kshilon Chasvishon? Because an issue is so alone. And that implies essentially, it proves that the Nisha, just like Hades, so you can say that just because a certain Nisha is in the beer, like Dveva, like Hano, I mean, so because of that she should be most ashamed, she cannot be done. Masha'im came, we do find that when Yana HaMelar died, so the Chachomim decided, the Chachomim, the Prushim decided that Shloimit HaMalko should be the queen of the Jewish people. Why? Because Shlomit HaMalko was an Ish of Sheiro, and the sons of Yana HaMelech were Rishonim. I mean, so in other words, so she was more competent, more qualified to be the Malko than the one who, under normal circumstances, would be the Yeresh. So the Chachomim, so they decided that Shlomit HaMalko should be the Malko. So you can ask the same question, but there is aloha of Melech and Malko, and according to Rambam, so it's not only Malchus Mamesh, any sort of, of course, you can say that perhaps it wasn't really Melech, just the title Melech, in the Baisheni, they really didn't have it in Melech, just the title Melech, but it's not Goruat and any other sort of, Mimuna Lama Samayim, according to Rambam. So in Mani Nisha Luchol Shorosh Beilon, the answer is because she was an outstanding woman and she was a Nisha Ksheiro and she was Ruyo more than anybody else. certainly Mohuyoten to the sons of Yan HaMelech, to the sons of Yan HaMelech. So in many ways there is no Issa. The same thing that the Knesset Agdilo mentions in regard to Gea. So is true in regard to Melech Malko also. In regard to Melech Malko. And then the Yehude asks the Kasha. Taisa Shite means that even Israel is only kosher the whole Sorosh Meilo. Mashiach came regarding the Foshes. So even Israel is not enough. It has to be only Israel. I mean, even though Tesis doesn't say it explicitly. So the all the Tesis says is that the Gabi Malchus and the Gabi Nifoshes, so even if it's in Israel, she's still Psula. The Gabi Nifoshes or the Gabi Malchus. So the Be'er Sheva and Seite says, so he says what Tesis means is not that Ligabi Melech, so it has to be Ovi Veim in Israel. In other words, Ligabi Melech, so even in Israel, if Oviv is not in Israel, is not enough. But if Oviv is in Israel, even though the Ime is the Geyeres, so then it's alright. And the Be'er Sheva has a good right. The Be'er Sheva. The Raya is from Rechavo, who was the mother of Rechavo, the son of Shlomo. So who was the mother of Rechavo? Namo Ameni, she was a Geyeres. So how could Rechavo be Melech? According to Teitzves, so even in Israel is only Ligabi Shosros, but Ligabi Nifoshes and Ligabi Malchus. So it has to be Ovi Veim in Israel. So the Be'er Sheva and Seite says what Teisve says, Ovi Veim in Israel, he means Ovi in Israel. But if Ovi is in Israel, even though the mother is Geiras, so then it's considered like Ovi Veim in Israel, because Mishpacha Saf Kulem Mishpacha, Mishpacha Seim in the Kulem Mishpacha. Mashenke in Yehude, so he understands Tesis the same thing, and Tesis says, we got the Malchus, we require that Ovi Veim should be in Israel, that it means Dafke, Ovi and Veim. In other words, if Ovi is in Israel, but the mother is a Geyeres, so then she cannot be the Malchus. She is full of the Malchus. So then the question arises in Yehude. So he himself raises that question. So how was Rechavon able to be a Melech Israel? So the Yehude is the Chavish Achilish, and he says that when does that Issa of the Kerevachich of Tosim Melech HaMelech, that it cannot, and according to Tesis it means it has to be of Yveim in Israel, the Kerevachich of Ligamre, of Yveim in Israel, that is only if we have to appoint him at the very outset. That's what Yehude says, at the very outset. So then we're not allowed to appoint a Ger at the very outset of the Zimal. Mikere Mochiko doesn't want that. At the very outset to be Mane, a Ger, we're not allowed. Mashiach came, Rechavo, he didn't require any appointment, B'Yerushe, because his father Shlomo was Melech, so he didn't require any Minu, so when Shlomo was Nifter, so Mimele, he automatically became a Melech. He didn't require any Minu by Bez Nagodu. So he Matzme. So then he doesn't have to be the Kerev. That's what Yehude says. So again, from the Yehude, it's also a Raya. Then Yehude assumes that the Aloha of Mikerev Achicho essentially does not imply a Psul. It implies an Issa. Not if so. Of course, if it's Osea, some Mele, if we act against the Torah, some Mele, he doesn't have Chaliz di Melech, it's nothing. So he doesn't have Chaliz di Melech, because it's Osea. But if there is no Isea, so then he's kosher on. He's kosher on. So some Mele, he says, since it implies an Isea, so when is a child to say an Isea, if it requires a Minu? So then it's an Isea. But a Melech ben Melech like Rechavo, he doesn't require any Minu. Who is even the Isa? Who? Me'atzme is a melech. So, but if Mikelev Achicho would imply essentially imply psul, it would make any difference. He's falsely disqualified. So again, from the Nehude, we also see the same thing. That insofar as the drosha of Aishua Roshni Anoshim Machne, that essentially implies it so. So anyway, even if, let's say, Teisa say, oh, as far as the Madrid is concerned, as Meiro, but if the psul, if the Xerasakosu for Aishua Roshni Anoshim Machne applies to the Nemonis, not only to the Nepotians, so it's a psul, so what's the difference? Whether she is a good adult, whether there is anyone like her or not. The answer is, insofar as the Tzerasakosuf of Mikerev Achicho, or the Tzerasakosuf of Melech Lemalko, let's say, according to the Rambam Shite, that it applies to all Sforas, that's essentially, it implies a Nisa. So Melech, Mikerev Achicho is a Nisa. So the Rav Miri says, Shmai Raftalia, there was no Israel, because no one was as great as they, was as wrong for that song. If there is no Israel, so then there is no psul. We also, Mashiach came in regard to the psul of Nishalot, that's essentially a psul. So it doesn't make any difference whether she's more qualified than anybody else or not. It's his post.
Shir Samach Zayin, Bava Kama, Vav Yerei Tov Shemayon Gimel, April 19th, 1983, on Tuesday.
Achot Olam Omeinu, Rabu Nebun Rabi Yishua Olam Knos. What kind of a chiyuv is the chiyuv of Chotzin Ezer? That the Baal Shia Tam, the Baalim of the Shia Tam has to pay. Rav Popper says it's a chiyuv moment. Rav Bunebri Rav Yishua Oma Knos, it's Knas, like Kepo, Dalvei. Rav Popper Oma Momeine, Kosova Stam Shvor, Oma Bechaz Kashim Okaim. Uvidin Hu Diboy Yishvu Mekule, Virachmone Hu Dichos Alo. Da Katala Yitur, so Rav Popper says, that the ordinary axe is presumed to be not ferocious. So, is presumed to be ferocious. So, the melee is the ordinary axe, at the very outset, is presumed wild, undisciplined, ferocious. So, that means that the owner of such an axe is negligent, because he should have anticipated this kind of a nezek by Yishayah, because the average axe is wild. So that means he's negligent. If he's negligent, so he should be chayav a full nezek like Shemregel, like every mazik. But Rachmone hu dechosal. But the Torah had compassion upon him. Da katel ayitur. But negligent he is. So the chol apoches. So, but still the Torah had compassion for the owner, because he's not as negligent as, let's say, of Shem Rebbe, or as a bear and a beach. But he's also negligent. So, he should be chayav. Mitzad midas adin. He should be chayav. Mitzad midas adin, he should be chayav. Except that the Torah deflected from the strict justice to the midas harachamim, and imposed upon the owner of the axe the liability of head damages. But that l'chol apoches is moment. Rabune b'rid Rabbi Yishua omar knose kuzor v'arstam shvorim v'cheskashim v'kai, that the ordinary axe is considered to be disciplined, not wild, not ferocious. So the melee, if the owner didn't watch the axe, and the axe did go, so that means the owner is not negligent, because how could it have occurred to his mind that an axe which is presumably innocent and disciplined will go. So in Mele, he should be totally gamble, because there is no negligence. Uvidinu delishalim klal. Rachmona would be kind of say, keiche delin teralitur. I mean, the expression Rachmona would be kind of say, keiche delin teralitur, is a little strange, the expression. I mean, superficially, it sounds a little strange, because, in other words, when do we say, when is it more of a reason that the Torah comes into person when the person is delinquent? So then the Torah comes in. So, I mean, one could say, on the contrary, if he's negligent, so there is a good reason to counsel him. But if he's not negligent, so why should he be counseled? Why shouldn't he be counseled? All right. It's not difficult. The Torah counseled him. The Torah wanted to induce him into extra care. But Gemara says, V'rachmonu the counsel, Kehilcha delin teralitur. Now the question is this. Is a child to say that the Torah counseled if he didn't do anything wrong? Is a child to say the Torah counseled him if he did something wrong, if he's delinquent? But if he didn't do anything wrong, why should the Torah counsel him? Why should the Torah counsel him? Now, I don't remember, maybe I once discussed, not part of it, but I just made reference. Now, that Memhei Amud Beis, I remember definitely that we went over the Machlokes Tanoim. So Koshrei Bailo B'Misiro, we know how that Memhei Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Koshrei Bailo B'Misiro, we know how the Ponot Korol, the Yotzo B'Hizi, Echotam Echotmu Et Chayev, Dimle Remeya, Reb Yudei Meotam Chayev, Umu Et Poter, Shenema Avol Yishmerenu Bolo, Vishomu Zeh. So we have here machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudah. So Reb Meir holds that if it's kosher by the Nisir, in other words, Hayu Shmir of Chuso. There are two kinds of shmiras. One is called the Shmir of Chuso, minimum care, and one is called Shmir of Meyulo. Shmiro Miulo means maximum care. What is Shmiro Pruso? Shmiro Pruso means he exercised that kind of care whereby the Sheir cannot, by means of the Ruach Mitzuyo, loosen himself. In other words, let's say he tied the Sheir to the wall. He tied it to the wall. But the rope was not very sturdy. It was substantially sturdy. In other words, an ordinary wind, and when we say an ordinary wind, we do not mean the wind that blows all the time, 24 hours a day. It means if it is something that every week is likely, every week you get sometimes such a wind, so that's called the Ruach Mitzuyo. Ruach Sheino Mitzuyo means, like the weather of this morning, 22 degrees on April 19th. So that's a Ruach Sheino Mitzuyo. So in other words, so suppose he tied the Sheya, let's say, with a substantially sturdy rope, so that a Ruach Mitzuyo would not loosen the rope, but the Ruach Sheino Mitzuyo would loosen the rope. So that's Shomrei Shmir Opus. So Kosh Rebolo B'Misiro, Vinoar B'Mone Korol, V'Yotzo B'Hizik, Echotam V'Chodmu Et Chai, Dir Rebeya. So Rebeya Shiti is that Bein Sheh Tam, Bein Sheh Muet, so he's Nechuyev to watch Shmir Omuro, maximum care. that this he has to tie the shayla by such a sturdy law that even a ruach sheina mitzvah, a ruach sheina mitzvah will not loosen the law. That's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says, Tam chayim humo yechot. It sounds paradoxical, but it's not a meaning that is based upon Svar, it's a verse apostle. So the Buddha learns down from the person. So in other words, it sounds paradoxical, because of the Svar, one should say, with what kind of a share, in regard to which share, is an owner, we have to exercise more care. Someone who has not as yet addicted itself, or someone who has addicted itself. Some Alpisvor, Pshuto, I mean human logic, so dictates that if the Shea already addicted itself, so the owner is mechuyev to exercise at least the degree of care that is mechuyev to exercise in regard to a Shea that was not addicted. But in economic, the human logic dictates that way, but it's not a question of logic. It's exactly the cause. So Rebude learns out from the Pasuk that in regard to Tamach, to share Tam, the owner is mechuyev to exercise Shmira Mula. Suppose he tied the share with a rope that is substantially sturdy, but not very, very firmly sturdy. And in other words, it cannot loosen itself by means of the ruach mitzuyo, but by means of the ruach shein mitzuyo, it can loosen itself. And the ruach shein mitzuyo came, and it did loosen the rope, and the shein walked out and brought. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the bala shein is higher, but by shein amuet, he is fine. All right, that's exactly the question. Is there a question? So, Sigmora says, my time with Rameya, Kosova Stam Shmorim Lav Becheska Shimokai. Vom Rachmone, Stam Shmorim Lav Becheska Shimokai. Vom Rachmone, Tam Lechaye, Nibbo Yishmir Pchuse. Hod Om Rachmone, Yishmir Eno Gavi Mue, Nibbo Yishmir Mule. Yau, Nibbo Yitam, Nibbo Yimue. Rabbi Yude, Sova Stam Shmorim Becheska Shimokai. Om Rachmone, Tam Lishal, Nibbo Yishmir Mule. Hod Om Rachmone, Yishmir Eno Gavi Mue, Nibbo Yishmir Mule. Hanuri Bachami, Nibbo Yishmir Mule. Hanuri Bachami, So Dylan Sotis says, we went over this Gemara once. Sotis says, because Kashima Kaime, in a peer which Kahi the Pirikame, that he took the Pauvinsky Knosse, because Kishima Dorso, Hanu Vinsky and Shimo Shindato Azi, Mishem Rego, Avas Kishima Dorhe, Hanu Shinera the Odom Mishem Rey, who stab on the Shira Pussy. All right. If you have the Tangores, we have Maya, because Kashima, and the Buddha Lava Kashima. But anyway, there is a machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. So both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both agree that the Shea Tam requires Shmira Mule. The machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is whether Shmira Mule requires Shmira Mule or not. So Reb Meir says Shmira Mule, just like Shea Tam requires Shmira Mule, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Sheir Tam requires Shmir Mule, Sheir Amue doesn't require Shmir Mule. And we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Sheir Tam requires Shmir Mule, and Sheir Amue requires only Shmir Pus. So it sounds paradoxical, but that's the Zerzakos. Now there is a machlekes in the Gemara between that I mentioned several times, between Rabbi Barabe and Rab. Rabbi Barabe says, I'll leave it Rabbi, and we pass for it, that Shea Tam requires Shmira Mule, and Shea Mule requires only Shmira Pchutze. So Rabbi Barabe said, to the extent of health damages, Shea Mule should not be Goruah, should not be inferior to Shea Tam. So the Mele, all right, it exists also. So, but, yes, but almost I want it, I mean, that's I'm using that as a militia. I don't mean that it's mamish the din of yesh b'chol masayim mole. So b'meile, so Rabbi de Barabe says that if the owner of the sheya ties the sheya with a substantially sturdy rope so that it couldn't loosen through a ruach mitzuyo, but it could loosen through a ruach shem mitzuyo, and then the ruach shem mitzuyo started to blow and it did loosen, And then the Shea walked out from the stable, and the Shea was Mazik. It was Shea Amulet. The Shea was Mazik. So, her damages he has to pay, because he's made Gaula. Then before he became a victim, that's Chabad Barad. Rav says, no. We do not say it's a Tammuz in King Williams. Now, how do we pass like Chabad Barad or like Rav? So there is a machleke between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam passes like Rav, that we do not say it's a Tammuz in King Williams, and the Rosh passes like Chabad Barad.